T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, Free Agent Tuesday. A lot of deals going down. Let's get you updated. There, Ike, Jordan Hicks. So I guess the only Eagle, the real Eagles angle today is Jordan Hicks signing with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
4 for $36. That's $20 million guaranteed, man. He's a good player.
Yeah.
Can't stay healthy. So that's really the Cardinals see what kind of a player he is. He's a good player when he's on the field, but
I'm happy he got $26 million guaranteed. Good for Jordan.
Yep. I'm happy for him. Good guy, good player.
Hey, pay everybody.
You'll see in a couple years when you come back and, you know.
I don't know. Who knows? He may go to Arizona and stay healthy.
He might.
Who knows?
He may. We'll see. The latest on Le'Veon Bell is that it's down to the Jets. But I feel like when Mike Florio writes that the Jets give Le'Veon Bell a deadline and then writes before that the Jets are the only team actively pursuing Bell, that's so other GMs see that, like Howie Roseman, and says, checks back in with the agent. What's going on? I know this much, Ike. If Le'Veon Bell was offered this monster contract that everybody thought he was going to get, he'd be signed already.
Right.
Right? The Jets probably are the only team that's willing to meet his price. So it looks like he's going to the Jets. That doesn't mean Howie couldn't sneak in.
Well, he's going to have to sneak in and offer more than the Jets.
Yeah.
He's not going to take less money to go anywhere. He's going to go where he can get the most money. I never thought he was getting $50 million. I mean, that's something he threw out there thinking he would be able to get it. The market will tell you what you're worth. And
right.
No one jumped up to give Le'Veon what he and his agent is looking for whatever reasons. Maybe they need to readjust what they're looking for. I'm assuming they have or will. But Howie, that price tag would have to come down pretty low for Howie to jump in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said,
pretty low, really?
Is he going to give Le'Veon $20 million guaranteed?
Yeah.
And that's very, he would?
Just $20 yeah. million guaranteed?
Yeah. I don't think he would.
Really?
Nah.
Oh, man.
Nah.
Definitely.
I don't think he would.
All right. Other running back news.
I don't think he's going to give a running back $20 million guaranteed.
Mark Ingram apparently, and keep this in mind, there's a lot of misinformation that's being put out there. Mm-hmm. So.
And by the way, that $20 million is like low.
Yeah, no, he's going to get 40. He's going to get closer to 40.
I said 30 to 35.
Agreed.
That's what I'd say, 30 to 35.
In the 30s, I think, is a fair price. So Mark Ingram is the Ravens are interested, mm-hmm. at least according to reports. Latavius Murray signs with the Saints, so that's one less running back, and it also means Mark Ingram's not going back to New Orleans, as a lot of people expected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the running back situation is
beast mode. No.
No.
Marshawn Lynch? No?
Not yet.
Okay.
I mean, if he, you need to bring him in last
just
minute.
Throwing out names.
No. Oh, I have all the names.
I'm just throwing out names.
Like Jay Ajayi, LeGarrett, Ty Montgomery.
Why do you keep starting with Jay Ajayi? That's a wrap, man.
Well, on my list, he's the first guy.
Hey,
all the other guys are crossed
out. You went alphabetical order there, I see.
Well, but here's the thing, Ike. Like,
what?
Okay, but yeah, let's think about this logically. Ajayi's going to play somewhere. He's not going to not sign a contract.
He's a Jay Ajayi guy.
No, I'm not saying I'm a Jay Ajayi guy.
Yes, you are.
He's going to sign a contract.
Is
he's
he?
Probably going to sign a contract with a team that needs a running back. No team needs a running back probably more than the Eagles. And the Eagles do have some other people that could work in a rotation. So if you want to throw in a logical fit with Ajayi, plus the fact that he was already here, it wouldn't be crazy to re-sign him. Like, he's going to sign somewhere, and we're better than here.
What, for a million?
Deal, you mean?
Think he's going to get big money. I don't think anybody's going to give him big money for the same reason.
But, Ben, here's the problem. You're relying on him to be out there healthy carrying the ball. That's the problem you had last year.
Right.
Can't have that. If you're going to carry 5 running backs on the team, fine. You can't account for him. Forget about the money. You can't account for him. I'm not accounting for him to be a guy that can get you 15 to 20 carries a game or even 10 to 15 carries a game.
Right.
He's coming off a torn ACL in the beginning of October, and he's bone on bone in his knee already.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. I love Jay Ajayi. If he wants to wait and see and maybe he comes in later on in training camp, I don't know. I'm not going Jay Ajayi. Spencer Ware makes a little bit of sense. I like C.J. Anderson, man. Get him to drop 5-10 pounds. Have him 250.
What about Doug Martin?
I like Doug Martin. Wasn't bad last year. And
how about Amir Abdullah?
He was pretty good. Again, more of like a situational back. But there's a lot of those guys out there.
Yeah, I guarantee you, when they sign one, he's going to be a situational back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. They're not going out and getting a guy that's going to be a three-down back.
Yeah, but, I mean, I want a situational guy that at least can give you 10 to 12 carries a game. Latavius Murray can give you tough yardage, short yardage, and things like that. That's why I liked him. At least he served a purpose that some of the other guys didn't on the team.
It's easier to find. Situational, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it seems like the guy, a lot of the guys that are on there are twos or threes, and the Eagles have some twos or threes on their roster, right? Mm-hmm. Corey Clement's better set up as being a third down back or a second back. If you go out and get Mark Ingram, you have to worry about any of this. All this talk that we're doing right now is you have Mark Ingram, and then the rest of the guys kind of fall in place. Mm. Let's go to Kay and AC. Hi, Kay.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you, honey?
Hey, Kay.
I'm just great. Thanks for signing my Eagle boots there. I greased when you was down at Chicken and Pizza. I appreciate that.
No problem. Thanks for coming down to see me.
Now I got to get the rest of the guys.
Okay.
I'm glad D. Jackson is back. I'm glad. I'm not going to hold anything against him. I think Chip Kelly more or less soured him against the Eagles, and he went elsewhere. He matured. He grew up. Now he's coming back home where he belongs, so I'm welcome back.
Okay.
But I think we need to go get Blunt, bring him back home, because that's what we need for our running game. That's the bulldozer up the middle, and we need that.
We got to get a younger version of him, though, Kay. I mean, we need a younger Blunt. I just don't know. I don't know how many more carries that big body has in it. He's 32. Well, he's 32 years old. See, he's a bruiser. He doesn't make guys miss. He runs into people.
I understand that. But Josh Adams needs somebody that he can learn from, and I think that would be Blunt. I think Blunt's got at least one more year in him that gives Josh Adams that time to learn them skills and go up the middle for us and tighten up that run game, because we got to tighten up our run game.
No doubt about that, Kay.
She's looking for Josh Adams to be the featured back.
Yeah, Kay, I don't think Howie's worried about what's best for Josh Adams when bringing in a guy. He may be on the team this year, Josh Adams, but I think that Howie's trying to find the best running back out there. May end up being LeGarrette Blount. Who knows? But it's going to be somebody. It's got to be somebody.
Yeah, they're not going to come back with the same group.
Could it be LeSean McCoy?
Could be.
Brian in Mount Airy. What's up, Brian? How are you?
All right. How are you guys?
Excellent. Thank you.
What's up, Brian?
Yeah, first-time caller, first thing. But anyway, I'm surprised nobody brought up how good Sean McCoy is with his hands coming out of the backfield, especially with Carson Wentz back there and D-Jack being able to spread the field, get them both in space, and that's a lethal situation.
Yeah. I just ain't there yet with Shady just yet, Brian.
I got you there. If we can get him for cheap,
right.
Well,
Buffalo first has to let him go,
right.
Or the Eagles. I don't think they're going to trade for him, but you know, because
it would be a lot to trade for him.
They don't want to pay $9 million, so they're not going to trade for that contract. They would just wait until Buffalo lets him go, and then they could sign him at their own price. If they look at a group of running backs that are out there, Brian, I'm not opposed to Shady coming back. He's just not at the top of my list of guys I would go and get. There's some other younger guys out there I would rather try to go and get, because I don't think there's a long-term commitment there with Shady. Shady would more or less be to get you through 2019. I don't know if they want to go 19 and 20. We're still looking for that running back to where you want to commit multiple years to him. So If I missed out on Tevin Coleman or, you know, Spencer Ware, TJ Yeldon, then I'm like, okay, Shady's been released by Buffalo. I certainly would rather have Shady than the running backs that we have on the roster right now. So I would rather go in a younger direction, because then I may be able to get 3 years out of one of these guys. Like, if you get Tevin Coleman at 26, you're looking at 3-4 years right there.
Gotcha.
So I'd rather do that. But you're right about his hands. Shady's always been a great pass-catching running back. Mm-hmm. He's not B. West, but who is? So, but Shady has always been a good pass-catching running back, and you get him in open space. I'd even dare to say this. Part of the problem with the idea of Shady coming back for people is that you automatically assume he's coming back to be your featured running back. I don't know if that would be the case, even if they brought him back here. I don't know if he would be okay with being in a dual set where, I mean, if Shady is a guy that's getting the ball 10 times a game, catches the ball out of the backfield, your third down guy, that wouldn't be a bad dual guy to be with, right? But he has to be on board with that. Certainly he wouldn't be making $9 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
I just think before people are willing to entertain the idea of Shady, you almost need to be in desperate times. Like, say you get through the draft and you don't get a Josh Jacobs, you don't get a Benny Snell, you don't get one of these other running backs, and we're looking at Donnell Pumphrey as prospect. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're doing that again. Then you'll get more people feeling like, you know what? Hey, man, I'd rather have Shady than to do this.
Than Ty Montgomery.
Yeah.
Or LeGarrette Blount.
Right. So, yeah, I think right now people are just more or less has way too many other options out
well,
there.
Well, you let it be known that you want other players, but yeah. you're the door on Shady's not shut depending on where the market goes.
Yeah, because I want to start with a younger guy first.
Yeah.
I want to go ahead and get a younger guy.
I think they draft a younger guy.
Yeah, but then we got to trust. We got to trust them. We got to trust who they're drafting.
You're right. that's problematic, Ike.
Yeah.
If Donnell Pumphrey Jr. comes out in the fourth round, then yes.
Yeah.
888-729-9494.
That's legit. That's a legit concern.
Hey, the reason why we're talking about this is because they haven't been able to draft a guy.
This is why everybody wants a free agent running back.
That's why I do.
Any other year, we'd be like, oh, draft a running back.
Yep.
Yeah, nobody even has faith that they can go draft one now.
Both. We need both. Mark's
that's both. B-O-A-F.
Both.
Both of them.
But would you consider Shady? Yes or no? 888-729-9494. I would not. Shady will not be back here if it's up to me.
I can hear Miss Plymaster right now. It's my English teacher. Third grade. I wrote out both a lot. You know what I mean?
Did you say Isaiah spell that
yes,
for me?
Yes, yes. It's not both.
All right, we'll get to your phone calls on the other side.
Ms. P?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.